Testing, testing. So, let me see, I guess, is it same edition, 258?
Nishmat.
Oh yeah, I guess it's a different edition. Mm. What I wanted to do is there were particular melodies that we talked about that I looked at the poetry and looked into the melodies, and for Nishmat it was Mahalalach. I guess these are all in Rust.
This is in Rust, yes.
Yeah. And also for Shavat Anayim to use Yaharem Sela.
Yeah.
I think it's so and then for Kaddish to use El Habib. So is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So
now usually we start and we introduce the maqam when we say Kiyei Lalamaya Maqam.
Now, when you do that, is that to a melody or that's just improvised?
That's improvised, just to get to go into the...
Okay, yeah, so please start with Kilalamai.
Kilalamai Merucha Mushir Bagoyi Ve'alu Mushir Be'ar Siyon Lashpot Et Haraisab והיית אל אדוני מלוכה, והיה אדוני למיר יחל כל הארץ, ביום ההוא יהיה אדוני אחד, ושמו אחד. נשמת כל חי תברך את שמך אמוני אלוהינו וְרוּחַ כל בשר תפארת רומם זכרך מלכנו תמיד מן העולם ועד העולם אתה בל עדיך אין לנו מלך ואין ומושיע פודה ומסיל ועונה וברחם וכלי שרה וסוכה אין לנו מלך עוזר וסומך אלא אתה אלוהי הראשונים והאחרונים אלוה כל בריות אדון כל תולדות, המעולל מכל התשבחות, המנהג עולמו בחסד, בריאותיו ורחמים, ואדוני אלוהים אמת, לא ינום ולא ישם, המעורר ישנים, והמקיס נרדמים, מחיי מתים, ורופא חולים, פוקע עוברים. וזוקף כפופים המסיע למים והמפענע לעלמים הולך לבדיך אנחנו מודים ואילו פינו מלא שירה חיים מלשוננו רנק המון גלה Isiftutinu shiva kemer habirakia. Ve'anilu meirot kashimish chiyariya. Ve'yadenu perusot kinshe shomayim. Ve'alenu kalot kayalot. Ina nahu mespiqin leodot lecha omunayinu hinu. ולברך את שמך מלכנו על אחת מאלף אלפי אלפים ורוב רבי רבבות פעמים הטובות נשים אל כלל שעשית עמנו ועם אבותינו מלפנים ומוסרים גלתנו אדוני אלוהינו בית עבדים פדיתנו ורעב זנתנו וסבק אל קלתנו מחרב סלטן ומדמר מלטתנו מחולאים רעים ורבים דליתנו עדין עזרונו חמיך ולא עזבונו חסדיך על כן נברים שמלכת בנו ורוח ונשמה שנפעת באפינו ולשון אשר שמת בפינו הן הם יודו וברכו ושמחו ופערו ושוררו את שמך מלכנו תמיד כי כל פה לך יודע וכל לשון לך תשמע וכל עין לך תספה וכל ברך לך תכרע וכל קומה לפניך כשתחווה ולבות ירוך וכל קרב וכליות יזמרו לשניך כדבר שנאמר כאן לעצמותי תאמר אדוני מחמוך בסינני מעזף ממנו ואני בביון מגוזי שבת ענים את תשמע צעקת הדל תקשיב ותושיע וחתו ברנינו صديقين بوناي لا يشارين نابتين لا بفي يشارين تتوما وصفتي صديقين تتبارك ובלשון חסידים תתקדש קרב קדושים The congregation into partaking of the music. Number two, it gives also the hazan a rest in that he sets the maqam and he finishes in the maqam that is the basic maqam that he's praying in and he starts anew. Right. So every time when I did that in the Nishmat, I guesstimate, I think there's maybe four or five times when you give that closing.
Right, right. Now, when you give the closing, like for Atta, Ela Atta, or Berachamim, now, which point did you go to Narwan? Was it, that was a little further on,
Narwan?
Right?
Yeah. No, that was towards maybe... Wait. That was maybe... I think I did it after I started the Elefino. But you can notice, you have to notice how immediately, I mean, they changed tones.
Right. Yeah. Right, after you.
But you'll notice it was done, anyways, complementary to the rest that I was singing. There has to be certain artistry in changing from one. Oh, that, what do you call the maqamat? Have you got a name for it yet or not yet?
Maqam is fine.
Maqam. because once that a person is not really expert at it and has a knowledge, the basic knowledge of the science of maqamat, okay, so you know, you can sing mentally too. Mm-hmm. I mean, you say, who was it? Beethoven. He composed much of his music when he was deaf already, and he didn't hear. But you can sing. I can sing for example. At times, I put my head in my pillow and I sing a whole song mentally. So you could do that while even when you're praying, and you start putting yourself mentally into another maqam. But if you're not refined at it, all you do is like you're just stepping on another maqam. That's of course not artistic, nor is it really gentle or pleasant. And then towards the end around here, I just felt like stepping on Bayat. Went to Bayat and came back.
Now, like some of the places, like a little later on, like Dilitanu or Malkinatanu, like when we stopped there, you were actually in the other makam,
yes.
Right?
No, I never closed.
You never closed the phrase?
Thrust.
Okay.
I never sat in anything but thrust.
Okay.
Not here. Times I will do it elsewhere. Mm-hmm. As it happened here, I always went on rust always.
Okay.
Because, first of all, it's more conducive to cooperation from the congregation, from the kahal, to still keep them there, because we're coming close to where they're going to take part in this singing, this Shabbat Aniyim.
Right.
It's usually, it's best to pick on a melody that is popular so that everybody, they want to join in, they want to sing.
Right.
And they sing this. And then right after that, we're going to come to Ela Hoda'ot at the end of Yishtabah.
Right.
Which also the congregation sing. And, you know, now, it all depends on how much time. For example, the introduction that I made in Kilamach, I made it a very short one. But we could stretch that introduction to easily 4 times the length of what I did. In which case, you could even change maqamat in it and come back. But the reason why you do this introduction is obviously to get yourself into that mood and that particular maqam.
Sure.
So you play around more in that maqam, but it's you could stretch it much more. Normally, I would stretch it more. And then it's all under circumstances. It depends on the, where I'm praying, who I'm praying with or for, how much time will I give myself.
I wanted to ask you about, I guess, this particular piece, Yaharem Sela. I thought the melody was a little bit different. Would you mind just singing like a couple of phrases of the pizmah?
I think that this is... No, this is a different melody. This is not the melody that I did.
Right.
You have to remind him which one this is.
Yeah. I thought this was... Is that right?
Yes. That's a different... Okay.
Can I trouble you maybe just to sing a couple lines of the Pizmon and then in Yeshava? Okay.
يا هرم سيلا عيدا كيلولا طلا خوريلا مباريخيها مالكي لا هيشر بمعدل يوشر حدش كني شيرتني وريها Cancel that.
Okay.
I don't think it goes that way. I think it goes. يوهرم سيدا عيدا كيلولا طلا خوريت له باريخيها مالكي لها يشعر بمع غليوشير حدش كنشر اتنعوريها شوخين معلا سيلا معلا احيش يا سيد لا اتشعريها Ayla abi suri mesgavi bedi meshevi la ulbanecha lishim khakani ya shukhin sene hish maher bine armenoteha amsi behushi lebet mekdashi velo tebushi lealme almeya.
Okay.
I could have made this whole thing. Okay.
Can't you just sing the same melody to Shavat Ani?
Shavat Ani, Ata Tashma, Tzorakat Adal, Takshib Betoshiya, Echat Ubranin, Usadikim Bamonai, Laisharim, Navatila, Befi Esharim, Titeroma, Upsasde Sadikim, Titmarach, Upinshon Hasidim, Titakar, Dash,
thank you.
That's the one that you found.
Yeah, right. Yeah, thank you. Do you happen to know which melody that you did the Shavat into?
What should I do? I forgot which I did.
Okay. Then forget it.
Just give me a name and I'll find it in the book.
Can did you just play it? Yeah. One second.
They have a classification here by Makam too, don't they?
Yeah, that's towards the. It's
just in the front. Right? Where is the Makam Ras?
It's a little bit earlier on. What's the name of it?
I have to see the first few words to remember the title.
Okay.
This is just a. Yes, you're not different. 126. يا شمعة في الله لأمام علا أرسم هلالا كيكتورة البونة ما صيبني بذهب امرو صا بقلت قصة كي عيت لحيني.
I'm just keep no. Okay, great. I'm just curious about Yaharom Sela. Do you know anything about the Arabic song that it comes from?
Which one?
What's it called?
Yemema Halawa.
Halawa.
No.
Okay.
It's one of those light, you know, light simple songs.
Okay, great. And can I also ask you to sing like a portion of El Habib? I know it's a big, heavy song. And then also apply that to Kaddish? Well, to do both, if you won't mind, to sing the Pizmon and then. Because it's helpful for me to have both.
Where is El Habib?
132A. Am I in the right place? Oh, one page off. I mean, I know the whole thing is really difficult to sing, but.
El Habib. Sela lil ushmach alil mitua. آخ جمول عليا الرفاء لعمد الشويل يا نيس هاريم وش ما خوده لا 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 وفدي لي ميدك مستوري كل مستوري وفدي لي ميدك كل مستوري كيفاخ ابطح شيء
That's a beautiful melody.
It's gorgeous. It's
yeah. Do you know where it's from?
Yes. The composer is... I keep mentioning it. He's one of the very, very famous composers, and he composed way back much of Umm Kulthum's song. It's a Hebrew first name.
Hebrew first name. Did Umm Kulthum ever record this?
No.
Do you know who?
But he did.
Oh, he did. Okay.
Yes, he recorded. He does it very, very nice. Something when you're just searching.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I know the name of it.
Zakaria Ahmad.
Okay. And he's recorded this?
Yes.
Okay. Great. Okay. Terrific.
Yeah, I have a tape. I have a recording of that. This tape.
Yeah, I'll have to find it. Yeah.
I don't know if I have it here or in New Jersey. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If you want to look, I have it in inside.
Okay.
And check it or have you could just re-edit.
Oh, okay.
It's a rare tape. So uh-huh. You have to record it and bring it back.
Yeah, me. Okay. If you want mine.
Uh-huh.
If you want mine.
No, I don't
mind. Okay.
Accompanying him, so the support, uh-huh. The, you know, all this
right.
Is very helpful in modern ways. First of
mm-hmm.
all, it completes the composition of the song because
mm-hmm.
it's complementary to what you're singing. And besides, a song like this, which is long, I mean, it takes, to do it properly, that should take maybe 22 minutes.
Wow.
I mean, I've timed it. A 22-minute song.
Yeah, I think you once told me you did it, like, for Sudach Sashid.
Yes. And we do it in short session. I mean, we don't give it all the complimentary fill-in music
mm-hmm.
because there's no time. But I think I once timed it, and it took about 22 minutes to do. That is providing you don't improvise anything on your own.
Mm-hmm.
You just do it as it's been.
Wow.
You know. And oftentimes when you're in that mood, you do improvise and you add.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's it.
I remember I did it once, and by the end of it, I was so tired that the last short pieces, I was just all pooped, and I had no proper vocalist complimenting me because there is this
yeah.
there is some responses.
Yeah.
They take over and they add to it and so on. So you get tired because you have to fill in order to fill in the whole song. Anyways,
mm-hmm.
It's a very pretty song.
Yeah, it's great. It's beautiful.
And the condition that. I think we'll just about have time to do that.
Okay, terrific.
It
The rest,
after we say this is Imru Amin, everything is improvisation.
Mm-hmm.
You don't take part of the song into it anymore.
Okay.
You can just say it simple.
Right?
But usually, you know, you improvise in that same melody.
Okay. I just ask you two other quick questions?
Yes.
Okay. One is actually, you had recorded Bayat for me a couple times back, and I just wanted to know if you could tell me where the pizmon was for this particular melody. This is in Bayat.
And that was,
Yeah, Eli Maher. I think I heard that one. Heard that one before.
That's a beautiful song.
I know it's tough to hear yourself on a recording.
I don't hear myself in recordings.
Oh, I know.
And the one thing that I've used to thought, oh, no. Thank God, Baruch Hashem, I just celebrated my 79th.
Oh, Mazel Tov.
But years back, I wish I had recorded. And I used to tell people that record me. But I didn't think of it until maybe 6-7 years ago, 8 years. Yeah. You want to record me? On condition. Whatever you're recording, you can be. Yeah. Because I don't have anything of mine.
Yeah.
I'm just not that.
I should give you copies of all of our tapes.
I just don't record. Yeah. I don't record. I'm my youth. I'll record. I sing. That's all. Yeah. I'll sing that.
Well, Kay's recording has, the record has a lot of.
Yes. They're mixed with others.
Yeah.
I would say, Eli Maher, that's 242.
Okay.
That's a very beautiful classic song. Beautiful song.
And do you know where that comes from?
No. That's very, very old. I have heard it. I don't have it. I have heard it sung by Sheikh Yusuf. But there's other singers. You see, all these older songs, they were sung and re-sung by different artists, various artists, not only one.
Do you know the name of the original song that comes from?
Yes.
It probably says it's in here. There, 242.
242, I said. Yeah, من قبل ما أهوى النساء من قبل ما أهوى النساء. That's before I fell in love with people. And Abel means from before. My ahwa, I fell in love in Nisa'il, other people.
And so, Sheikh Yusuf, you said?
Sheikh Yusuf. I have it by Sheikh Yusuf. Yeah. But it's very possible that he is not the one that introduced it. It could have been somebody
before. It could have been much older than that.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right, so that's the Biyat song. Okay. All right, the other quick question is, do you know the song Surya El? Yeah, I think 313, if I remember right.
Yeah.
I think we're done. I think we're wrapping up.
Yes, yeah. What did you say, 313?
313. Is that ever used in the liturgy anywhere?
Huh?
Is Tzuriel used for any melodies like Shavat Anim or Nishmat? Is it used at all?
No, because it doesn't fit too well.
Mm-hmm.
You have to you have to fit the words. Bint el Balad. This is the musical.
Yeah, it's a instrumental song. But the reason why I got interested in this is Haki Obadiah taught me this song on the Oud.
I'm trying to think of which part of the prayers it could fit, so in that way I can determine whether it has been used at all. I will start something. It doesn't finish a lot. Doesn't fit. No, because first of all, it's not squared music.
Mm-hmm.
It can't fit.
Okay. I was just curious. Because I haven't seen it used anywhere else.
No, I tried to fit it in every part of the, every portion of the prayers where, you know, we have communal singing or even, you know, solos. It doesn't fit.
Yeah, okay. The melodies that I asked you to sing at the beginning, like Halalach and Yaharim Salah and El Habib, I mean, have you used those melodies before? I mean, those are pretty commonly used melodies, aren't they?
Yes. Okay. Well, first I have to tell you, El Habib, I don't want to be presumptuous, but I think I'm the first one that fit it into a Kaddish. Now, there could be others that I'm not aware of, as far as here is concerned. And nobody has used it. And I instructed, for example, Hari to use it. you know, just this morning, during prayers, I finished prayer and they knew Hazan is here. He wanted to spend time with me. I said, I don't have time. He's going to New Jersey. This is the last Shabbat he's here. He's contracted in New Jersey for the summer for the next 4 months, then he'll come back here. And would you believe I haven't been able to spend time? So he's going to call me on the telephone this afternoon because there's a new melody that I wanted to fit into Hallelujah. And it came to me. And I told him, I think we should fit it. And he says, yes. And so he's telling me, you know, I went over it and I think, how about doing that? And says, okay, I'll talk to you on the telephone on it. It's a very pretty melody, the Ajam. So that's the whole synagogue. Usually in Shabbat here, when we're in Baruch She'amar, even when the Hazan, who's ever praying on Hazan, when he's just, they just start Baruch She'amar, you know where that is. Mm-hmm. Baruch She'amar, after Shemileh, after that. In middle of Baruch She'amar, I take over from here. This, the whole Kahal is on their feet, and they say, okay, then from here, Baruch Atta Hashem, Elohim Melech HaAlam, he'll turn to me and ask me what I please. Mm-hmm. Then I take over and I put the maqam that we're going to say the rest of the Zemirot before Mishnah, before the official Hazan comes out. And I usually make it a different, maqam than what the Hazan says.
Do they know what it's going to be, or you just decide right then and there?
That's why he turns to me, to please set him and give him the note and the key, the maqam, and from what maqam I want to say it in, and what key I want to say it in, where I want to say it. And then I have to judge who's praying to see how high his voice is, how low, and so on and so forth. Oftentimes I have to go on tenors, you know.
Mm-hmm, right.
And so actually his voice is very high, and I put him in the very uncomfortable, because they pass around, he can't say it's a piece, if it's high, they're all uncomfortable with it. Not that I'm comfortable anymore myself. I'm telling you, you know, every year it gets a little more difficult.
Yeah, sure.
In the morning, it's not, I can't clear my throat. Mm-hmm. And I get interference, and it bothers me very much. Yeah. But I guess that's age.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Fortunately, though. Yeah. It's better to be there.
Thank God, yeah.
And that's so right. I take it from here. And also, so I plan it all, at that time, I plan what I'm going to say in the Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
See, and no matter who's saying the piece, and when it comes to Hallelujah, then they'll turn to me, please give them the Hallelujah. I plan. I also want to plan also on what key I want.
Yeah, so if whoever sings Mirat will then turn
they
to you.
They say the different pieces.
Right.
And then the Hazan is the one that's standing at the Bima at the he's captain, he's done.
Mm-hmm.
He invites you, can say, there's people that can say or something like that. You know? So, and then before he'll turn to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the one I
So during Zmirot, I mean, someone comes up to stand at the Teva.
It's not someone, it's a Hazan.
The Hazan is at the Teva. But usually it's not the high-level Hazan during Zmirot.
That's what we call
But the high-level Hazan is the one who calls the shots during Zmirot?
No, he has nothing to do with it.
Oh, okay, the Hazan at the Teva.
In fact, I invite him. Okay. I invite him to say one of the Hallelujah, one of the pieces of
Zmirot. Okay.
See? But usually we leave it up to the captain. Sometimes he'll turn me and I'll tell him. Tell him to say it, please.
Okay.
Sometimes I want one of these Hazanim because the others, obviously, they're not pros. I mean, they sometimes they go off. So sometimes I want to get back and you know, tell him. So the Hazan, he knows what Makan.
Right.
He started on.
Right.
So he can really, you know, put it in a proper perspective, mood. And this is the part that we always sing. That's the whole dancing. And that everybody likes to join. So I have to find something that is suitable for them to all join in, and always they're looking for novelty. How about now, and we have, in every maqam, there's 5, 6, 7, 8 different melodies that we have.
This new one that you did for Ajam, where is that melody from?
That was Karim Mahmoud.
Hmm.
It was composed, I don't know if he composed it, but he's the one that introduced it. It was composed, it's possible if he composed it. From Karim Mahmoud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, seems to fit very well to Halleluyah.
Yeah, we have to find something that will fit well.
Right. Now, when you decide, you know, you said you want, you know, I mean, like, whatever, if the makam is like bayat, that the chazan is going to start nishmatim,
yeah.
All right, and after Baruch She'amar, you want to use some other makam, but not bayat.
I will take it, because I'm undercutting it.
Right, right, exactly. So, but how do you decide which one it is, you know, in terms of whatever mood you want to...
Whatever mood, I'm going to write it. For example, if I sang last week I made ajam, this week I'll make it different.
Right. So in terms of mood, you want something that would contrast with bayat?
I mean, not necessarily, no. Because if I'm going to just keep it in two bayat, really contrast, you're only going to stick to bayat, hajaz, and sabah on the same key as bayat. The others are going to be different. So no, it has nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not complementing that other maqam, if that's what you're saying. No.
Yeah. It's just different from that maqam.
Different. Yeah. Whatever, okay. I feel like.
Okay.
Usually, with the exception, I will not choose hajaz, simply because, although I love it, and I will not use siga, because they make the first zemirot between Shem Melech and the Baruch She'amar, they only say it in siga. They get into siga automatically, these people.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is
Should we start wrapping up? Yeah. You need to get going?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I have to drink 6 glasses of water before they
get... Oh my goodness. Everything okay, I hope?
Yeah. It's just my routine examination.
Okay. Well, thank you for all your help today. I mean,